Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8. There's seven times here. It talks about the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. And so I just want to read some passages of Scripture here. It encourages us to walk in the Spirit. Starting in verse 9. Says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So over and over here we read about the Spirit of God. Verse 9 talks about the Spirit of God dwelling in you. It says, you know, first it says we are not in the flesh, but we are in the Spirit. And then it says the Spirit of God dwells in you. And then it says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And then it says, in verse 10, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of is life because of righteousness. Verse 11 says, the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It will also quicken your mortal body. It'll take you from your fleshly life, and you will be changed into a new creature where you will have the divine nature of God. And then in verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Is the Spirit of God able to lead you around? Does the Spirit of God have free course in your life that you are led? It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. And just want to focus in on that. Is God able to lead you by his Spirit? And we have an example of that in Acts chapter 8. We have Philip the evangelist, and God had told him, it says in verse 26 there in Acts chapter 8, the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And so he went, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And now look at verse 29. Listen to it very closely. It says, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And the next verse says, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest what thou readest. I'm not going to read the rest of the chapter, but we know what happened here. The Ethiopian eunuch got converted, was baptized, and went on his way rejoicing. But when the Spirit of spoke to Philip, it says he ran. See, Philip was able to be led by the Spirit of God. And our key verse in Romans chapter 8 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And Philip here, he didn't hesitate, he didn't question, but he ran. You know, has the Spirit of God ever tried to lead you somewhere and you resisted? You know, Philip did not resist at all, but it says he ran. And I want you to encourage you this morning to listen to the Spirit of God. And I also want to just share, you know, there's many other spirits out there. You know, the Spirit of God will never contradict His Word. The Spirit of God will always lead you into the paths of holiness and righteousness. You know, many people say that the Spirit of God is telling me to do something that is contrary to the Word of God. You know, I've heard people say already, well, the Spirit of God is telling me to get remarried when they were divorced. That's just one example. And I've also heard people say the Spirit of God is telling him that his wife should not cover anymore. And those are just two examples of where the Spirit of God is being misused, because the Spirit of God will never lead you in disobedience to His Word. The Spirit of God will always lead you to God and His way and the truth. And so this morning, is God able to lead you by His Spirit, or are you led about by other spirits that lead it to unholiness and unrighteousness and all manner of wickedness? We live in a world where we need to be able to discern. And, you know, we have the Bible, we have the scriptures that we can come to check ourselves. Is the Spirit of God leading us? So I just want to encourage you this morning, be led by the Spirit of God, and it will lead you unto life eternal. Thank you for listening. God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, this morning I do thank you, and I do bless you and praise you for the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us into the paths of righteousness and holiness. I just pray that you would bless your word this morning. May you be glorified and honored in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.